Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes and my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to turn your life around, to put you on the road to heaven. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with this powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Like I said in other broadcasts, we have had some wonderful services before the coronavirus closed them. We're waiting for the green light to go back into the jails and prisons again since we're kind of coming out of the coronavirus. Praise God. We have this powerful message talking about the life of a Christian. We're going to continue on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about Jesus came into us, in our life, to give us power to live this Bible, to walk and keep His commandments, keep His statutes. I'm here to let you know, don't believe what these people tell you, saying that you don't have to keep the commandments. Grace. Grace is no excuse for you to be disobedient to God's word. Grace is giving you a chance to receive Jesus in your life so that you'll be able to obey that word. Obey the commandments. Praise God. Because Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's what he said. Praise God. Let's go back to 1 John 5 and 3. What did it say, Missionary Velvet?
But this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
Now, this is not slavery over here. We're not over here because we don't want to be here. I love the Lord. I love God. If you love God, you will serve him with all your might, all your strength, all your heart, all what you have. Because you do it because you love him. We love the Lord. If you love the Lord, there's no slavery. Pray God. It's not hard to obey these commandments. We do it because we want to do it. Amen. Amen. We want to do it. Praise God. I love to live for Jesus. Praise God. I love to live a life with victory over the devil. Praise God. I don't love that world out there. I love to be with over here where the table is spread, where the feast of the Lord is going on. Praise God. I'm telling you, when the Lord washed you in the blood, take sin out of your heart by the root. Put the new nature in your soul, the nature of Christ. You're going to want to be your inheritance, as Paul said, will be among them that are sanctified. That's right. You do it because you love it. His commandments are not grievous. No. Amen. The Lord don't force nobody to serve him. You do it because you love him. Praise the Lord. We love the Lord. Glory to God. That's why I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 13 years old. Because I love him. Praise God. And I want to serve him all the days of my life. Because I love him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't love that world out there. I love to be more like Jesus. Praise God. Every day. Because as Solomon said in his writings, I found whom my soul loveth, and I will not let him go. Praise God. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
Let you know, when you are born of God, you overcome the world. We overcome the world because we believe on Jesus. We believe on the word of God. Jesus comes in our soul and give us victory over the world. Give us victory over sin. We can live right every day. Now, when people don't have it on the inside, they got the world in the heart. They want to be worldly. Because, amen, the Lord ain't caused them to overcome the world. But when Jesus moves in, he takes the world out of you. When he takes the world out of you, you are satisfied with Jesus. Sing the song, Missionary Velvet, satisfied with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Said it would be my comfort. Said it would be my guide. Look at my hands and they were new. Look at my feet and they were too. Ever since that wonderful day, my soul been satisfied.
Yes.
Jesus will satisfy you.
Amen.
You're satisfied with living your life, going to church, working, going downtown, taking care of your business, exercising. Praise God. And I'm telling you, amen, being at home, praying and talking to the Lord. I'm telling you the truth. The Lord will satisfy you. You ain't got to be like the world. Running around, amen, doing things of the world. Running behind the world. Amen. Hook down the beach with the world. Because the world is in your heart. That's why. Glory to God. But when Christ comes inside of you, he'll satisfy you with wonderful things. As Paul testified, your inheritance will be among them that are sanctified. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Amen. My inheritance is among them that are sanctified. Praise God. I don't want to be running, spinning miles, going somewhere, being out there among the sinners. Out there on the beach. Amen. Among the sinners. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. I want to be among the sanctified people where we can give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. What did that Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?
If you overcome the world, you believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. I'm telling you, Jesus will satisfy you. When the Lord breathes life in your soul, he'll give you peace. Jesus said in St. John 14:27, he said, peace I give unto you, peace I leave unto you, not like the world. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Jesus will satisfy you. Yes, he will. Glory to God.
Amen.
Yes, he will. He'll satisfy you. Glory to God. Amen. Lord, satisfy me. Yes, he did. He satisfied me. That's why I preach like I do on radio. Because the Lord satisfied me. Amen. If the Lord didn't satisfy me, I'd be just like some of the other folks. Amen. Amen. Talking about they saved. Praise God. Running behind the world. I'd be just like them. Running behind the world. But I'm going to run behind Jesus. You hear me? Run behind Jesus so I can make heaven my home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. What did that Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
That this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood.
He came by water and blood.
It's a spirit that bears witness because the spirit is truth.
That's why I preach it. I preach the, amen, spirit and water, water and blood. I preach it. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, I just don't preach water, amen, and then bypass the blood. Like the blood is not important. Amen. Or the blood is like, amen, if you wash clothes. You got to wash clothes, amen, every week and all that. Jesus' blood is stronger than that. You hear me? It's stronger than that. You ain't got to be, amen, washing in Jesus' blood. Amen. Praise God, like you wash your clothes every week. I'm telling you the truth. And people need to understand, know that. We're going to let you know how powerful the blood of Jesus is in another broadcast. I'm going to let you know that. Jesus' blood is stronger than Clorox bleach. It's stronger than Tide washing powders. It's stronger than, amen, Gain detergent. I'm telling you the truth. It's stronger than that. And people need to understand, know that. Glory to God, amen. I'm telling you, amen. I know you got a lot of preachers out here preaching that weak mess. Talking about, well, you know you got a right to choose. Yeah, I got a right to choose. I chose to follow Jesus. Glory to God. I choose to get sanctified through the blood. Amen. The Lord gave me victory over sin, called me to overcome the world. Amen. Praise our God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast, Missionary Velvet.
Praise
him. I'm telling you the truth, this word of God is strong.
Yeah.
It's powerful. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this word. I'm telling you, Lord, amen. I'm telling you, Jesus, you come to set us free. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them. Wash them in their blood. Glory to God. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in their heart. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. Lord, stretch forth that nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Lord, let your power, amen, show up, set the people free in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, let them know you love them, Lord. Glory to God. Lord, let revival break out in the churches that folks may stop playing church and get it like the Bible said, so be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise. And the song said, there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he will do the very same thing for you. Hallelujah. So no matter what you're bound with, Jesus can set you free. So you believe that. Don't let the devil tell you otherwise. Jesus is the answer. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. As I often say, if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. He is there, right there for you. He has a plan and a purpose for you. So you just hang on in there and serve the Lord. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves you with an everlasting love. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, hallelujah, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. Soon as we get a green light, going back into jails and prison, doing what the Lord called us to do, to preach the powerful word of God to those that behind prison bars. Praise God. But we're still on radio, letting the Holy Ghost have his way. Praise God. Here on the broadcast. Praise God. Those of you that speak the Spanish language can write us for Spanish material, because Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Yes, he does. To this broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train is bound for glory.